Tranquility Base. This is Houston. Can we get both of you on the camera for a minute, please?
I think we're going to have an announcement here. I want both of them in the field of view.
Roger, we'd like to get both of you in the field of view of the camera for a minute.
Roger, we'd like to get both of you in the field of view of the camera for a minute.
Yeah, I think something rather important is coming up here.
Neil and Buzz, the President of the United States is in his office now and would like to say a few words to you. Over.
That would be an honor.
Go ahead, Mr. President. This is Houston out.
Hello, Neil and Buzz. I'm talking to you by telephone from the Oval Room at the White House. And this certainly has to be the most historic telephone call ever made from the White House. I just can't tell you how proud we all are of what you have done. For every American, this has to be the proudest day of our lives. And for people all over the world, I am sure that they too join with Americans in recognizing what an immense feat this is. Because of what you have done, the heavens have become a part of man's world. And as you talk to us from the Sea of Tranquility, it inspires us to redouble our efforts to bring peace and tranquility to Earth. For one priceless moment in the whole history of man, all the people on this earth are truly one. One in their pride in what you have done, and one in our prayers that you will return safely to Earth.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's a great honor and privilege for us to be here representing not only the United States, but men of peace of all nations, and with interest and a curiosity and with a vision for the future. Honor for us to be able to participate here today.
And thank you very much, and I look forward, all of us look forward, to seeing you on the Hornet on Thursday.
Splashdown should be on Thursday, 1,250 miles southwest of the Pacific,
after
Honolulu.
The scripture says, "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places." After the great American coup of 1963, a transformative decree was sent forth, down from the spiritual forces of wickedness in high places, to the rulers, powers, and world forces of darkness who currently govern this earth. This decree circled down from the Luciferian Brotherhoods through the IMF, the World Bank, and the Federal Reserve until it reached the Oval Office and the desk where the Bohemian Grove attending member of the Council of Foreign Relations sat, Richard Nixon.
On February 17, 1972, after 2 years of secret and delicate negotiations, the President and First Lady were on their way to China. Premier Zhou Enlai was waiting at Beijing.
The 37th President was dispatched to the other side of the world, the home of another ancient red dragon, to barter a deal with the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, on behalf of his puppet masters, the puppet Richard Nixon, proposed to finance and build shipping and manufacturing infrastructure in exchange for 40 years of cheap third world slave labor. The CCP agreed to the terms and conditions, and it began. Quickly, American factories began to shut down, and the American middle class began to shrink as trillions of dollars were funneled to the Red Dragon of the East. These high-paying factory jobs in the United States were replaced with low-wage service mick jobs, mostly fast food and retail. Though the working class common folk were thrown under the bus, the multinational corporate CEO, presidents, and owners were now raking in astronomical profits, and the wealth gap has now become an insurmountable chasm between the working poor and the top 1%. Inevitably, the insatiable greed of the whore compels her to sell her body, and though China was a very poor nation just 40 years ago, it has now become the world's second largest economy, a beast with ambitions of world domination.
Chinese President Xi Jinping calls it the project of the century. China's sprawling Belt and Road Initiative, sometimes called the New Silk Road. Measured in today's dollars, it has already cost more than the U.S. Marshall Plan that rebuilt Europe after World War II. The World Bank estimates that some $575 billion worth of energy plants, railways, roads, ports, and other projects have been built or are in the works. With 130 nations signing deals or expressing interest, from power plants in Pakistan to a high-speed rail line in Indonesia, it's one of the most ambitious intercontinental infrastructure projects in human history.
What you're seeing here are China's Belt and Road ports around the globe. At first glance, these look like ordinary commercial ports meant to bolster trade. But if you take a closer look, there's a lot more to these port projects than meets the eye.
In pursuing the Belt and Road Initiative, we will not resort to outdated geopolitical maneuvering. What we hope to create is a big family of harmonious coexistence.
Since announcing the Belt and Road Initiative, BRI, more than 7 years ago, China has repeatedly insisted that the initiative is for peaceful purposes only. Beijing's gone to great lengths to downplay any geostrategic motives, and generally has kept its military, the People's Liberation Army, or the PLA, out of the picture to dispel any concerns about a China threat. But not everyone is convinced by China's assurances, and some governments and some analysts have been raising the alarm.
Through its Belt and Road Initiative, for example, the PRC is leveraging its overseas investments to force other nations into suboptimal security decisions.
I think the One Belt, One Road posture has been a stalking horse to advance Chinese security concerns. Minister Wei said as much in a Latin American conference just last summer.
Prophetically, the rising beast is not just China, but a coalition of nations, including Russia and Iran. Many nations who are currently U.S. allies will switch alliances and join the beast, eventually leading to World War III and the destruction of the Great Whore, America, which is prophesied in many scriptures.
And he saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest, where the whore sitteth, are peoples, and multitudes, and nations, and tongues. And the 10 horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore, and shall make her desolate and naked, and shall eat her flesh, and burn her with fire. For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will, and to agree, and give their kingdom unto the beast, until the words of God shall be fulfilled. And the woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth.
Though the whore believes she is being made rich by riding the beast, in all actuality, she is becoming weak, spoiled, and decadent. So as the whore celebrates pride and sexual perversion, promiscuity, and excess, the beast, the red dragon of the east, is marching forward with an innumerable number of soldiers, reconstructing the world's largest trade route, the New Silk Road.
Empires ascend to power, marching in armor and steel boots, and descend from power waltzing in silk robes and silk slippers.
It is not hard to see what phase America and the entire Western world is in, the silk slipper phase. And to illustrate this point, we're going to show you recent military recruitment commercials from China, Russia, and America.
Это первый день твоей новой жизни. То, что было вчера, не имеет значения. То, кем ты был прежде, уже никого не волнует. Теперь важно то, кем ты будешь сегодня. Что ты знаешь о себе? На что ты способен? Вопросы могут остаться без ответов, но разве ты сможешь потом спокойно спать? Узнать себя, познать границы своих возможностей. К черту границы! Ты готов ломать себя до изнеможения? Каждый день здесь боль закаляет. Шрамы, повседневность. Это ты решил себе что-то доказать. Командир здесь только для того, чтобы ты мог увидеть в нем врага, потому что без врага нет боя, а без боя нет победы. Но на самом деле, главный враг — это ты. Вчерашний ты. Твоя задача — выследить врага, догнать его, превзойти, стать лучше, чем он, и вернуться назад победителем. Потому что завтра — первый день твоей новой жизни.
Story of a soldier who operates your nation's Patriot missile defense systems. It begins in California with a little girl raised by two moms. Although I had a fairly typical childhood, took ballet, played violin. I also marched for equality. I like to think I've been defending freedom from an early age. When I was 6 years old, one of my moms had an accident that left her paralyzed. Doctors said she might never walk again. But she tapped into my family's pride to get back on her feet, eventually standing at the altar to marry my other mom. With such powerful role models, I finished high school at the top of my class, and then attended UC Davis, where I joined a sorority full of other strong women. But as graduation approached, I began feeling like I'd been handed so much in life, a sorority girl stereotype. Sure, I'd spent my life around inspiring women, but what had I really achieved on my own? One of my sorority sisters was studying abroad in Italy. Another was climbing Mount Everest. I needed my own adventures, my own challenge. And after meeting with an army recruiter, I found it. A way to prove my inner strength and maybe shatter some stereotypes along the way.
I'm U.S. Army Corporal Emma Malone Lord, and I answered my calling.
Like the last emperors of Rome, America is now prioritizing her fornication and perversion above military readiness. Though the Trump administration tried to slow the growth of the beast by waging an all-out trade war, China was able to pay off enough whorish Western factions to remove the hostile administration and replace it with a more favorable and promiscuous administration.
Now, a strategic attack has already taken place, funded by factions in the United States, but manufactured by a laboratory in Wuhan, China.
China has made significant economic and social achievements under your leadership. In the first three quarters of 2021, China's economy grew by over 9%. You have achieved a historic goal to become a moderately prosperous society in all respects. Mr. President, I strongly echo your remarks in 2017 that mankind has made progress by surmounting difficulties. And when encountering difficulties, we should join hands and rise to the challenge. I believe this is the best time for leaders to come together and work jointly for the world to become more inclusive, more sustainable, and more prosperous. We now welcome His Excellency Xi Jinping, President of the People's Republic of China.
尊敬的施瓦布主席,
Professor Klaus Schwab, ladies and gentlemen, friends, greetings to you all. It is my pleasure to attend this virtual session of the World Economic Forum. In 2 weeks' time, China will celebrate the advent of spring in the Lunar New Year, the Year of the Tiger. In Chinese culture, tiger symbolizes bravery and strength, as the Chinese people often refer to spirited dragon and dynamic tiger, or soaring dragon and leaping tiger. To meet the severe challenges facing humanity, we must add wings to the tiger and act with the courage and strength of the tiger to overcome all obstacles on our way forward.
And I have to say, in my memory, you were one of the most engaged and hardest working participants here at the annual meeting. I watched you in the morning up to midnight sometimes, one engagement after the other one.
Dr. Schwab, I'm flattered you'd ask me to keynote. There's an expression in my old neighborhood back in the United States. This may be above my pay grade. It's not above yours, though. You've written extensively on the topic that you've asked me to speak to, mastering the fourth industrial revolution.
And you see, the difference of this fourth industrial revolution is it doesn't change what you are doing. It changes you. If you take a genetic editing, just as an example, it's you who are changed. Yeah, and of course, this has a big impact on your identity.
James, is it okay if I explain the entire banking system to you in 2 minutes? Is that okay? Can I do that?
Let's do it.
And I'm going to explain it to you, and then I'm going to explain to you how it relates to what's going on right now with this big push to put this technology under your skin. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, and...
Mayor Rothschild famously said, you might have heard this one before, "Let me issue and control a nation's money, and I care not who writes the laws." Henry Kissinger... Control the food, control the nation, control the energy, control the region. If you control the money, you control the world. As far as controlling the money, it's a communist idea. 10 points of communism in Karl Marx's Communist Manifesto, point number five here is to establish a central bank. The very fact that the United States has a central bank, that's communist. All these nations all have central banks. And then under those central banks, then you have like commercial banks. And that would be in the US, JP Morgan, Wells Fargo, Bank of America. Internationally, it would be HSBC, Deutsche Bank, Germany, et cetera. So you have the central banks, and then you have the commercial banks underneath them. Let me give you a little diagram of how this works. So here we have the Fed, or this could be the ECB, or whatever central bank you have. And then underneath that, you have the commercial banks. And this could be Wells Fargo, it could be Deutsche Bank, whatever nation that you're in. And then down here is us. That's we the people. All right, so that's all coordinated by the BIS. Then down here, we have these policymakers. So this is like the World Economic Forum, Club of Rome, Chapman House, Rockefellers, et cetera. These are like the think tanks. They are the policymakers. Then we have the policy distributors, the UN, the IMF. So then the IMF sits there. IPC, World Bank, et cetera. Then we have the policy enforcers. This is the national government. So you remember, or you might have heard in the United States, for example, we've decided to lay down our sovereignty to the WHO, World Health Organization. So they distribute the policies, and the United States will enforce that policy.
Oh, okay. And that's why they want everyone to put this technology under the skin, because
we knew these vaccines were not going to protect against infection. And I think we overplayed the vaccines, and it made people then worry that it's not going to protect against severe disease and hospitalization.
COVID makes it accelerates the process of digitalization and automatization. It legitimizes the deployment of mass surveillance, and it makes surveillance go under your skin.
This is Richard Werner, the top academic scholar in the world on central banking.
The nature of the CBDC, what is it actually going to look like? They never talk about that. But I heard one European central banker tell me what it's going to look like, and it was around this large and would be implanted under your skin.
What are we saying? There could be a connection between financial corruption and medical corruption. Could the two worlds be connected? Here to break it down is Dr. Judy Mikovits. Welcome on to the Thrive Time Show. How are you?
I'm doing well, Clay. They've never been disconnected.
Oh, now you appear to be in a vehicle somewhere. I'm not going to ask where you are, but I know you're out there speaking all over the country trying to share the truth about what's going on. I'd love to get your thoughts about the connection between financial corruption and medical corruption.
Well, you know, the connection between financial corruption and medical corruption, at least in my lifetime, has been happening since, you know, 1986, when all liability was removed from anything they call a vaccine. And I say they call a vaccine, and all that liability was placed right for safety testing, and everything about those drugs were placed right on Health and Human Services, our federal government, and all liability was removed from Big Pharma. So that was 1986. So that's been the march towards technocracy that Patrick Wood describes, the cult of scientism. You know, they've never been separated. So everybody that pays taxes, and I wish people would just simply stop filing them, are literally paying for the murder of individuals, everybody, then, and the destruction of our country and humanity. So it's never been disconnected. We all know that taxes are voluntary unless you live in the District of Columbia or you are a federal employee. So we need to teach, and that's why I'm so grateful to you, how to unseparate the connection between the medical mafia, the medical industrial complex, which has been a bioweapon, you know, at Fort Detrick. Again, I started there June 10th, 1980. It's always been that way in my entire adult lifetime. Nothing has ever been, and it's been run by Tony Fauci. So money and taking away our sovereignty, they can't take our sovereignty. We didn't give it away. We honor our Constitution, and that's why we're fighting now. And the solution is simple. Turn back to God. Turn back to one nation, under God, tell us that's about 180 degrees.
Can you tell us about Fort Detrick? I think a lot of our listeners don't know what that is or what that was. Do you know what Fort Detrick was all about?
It still is.
Okay, tell us what it was, what it is. Just because, you know, your book, Plague of Corruption, and your other books are incredible too, but Plague of Corruption to me really opened my eyes to a lot of this. You worked there directly. Tell us about it.
Well, Fort Detrick, D-E-T-R-I-C-K, in many of the audio versions, they don't say it right or they spell it as the German name Dietrich. But Fort Detrick is about 50 miles from Washington, D.C. It's in the suburbs. It's in Frederick, Maryland. And I don't know how long it's been there, but it's always been the satellite phone to Russia is there. It's a military operation that has been medical in late 1960s when and bio warfare up until the late 1960s when then President Richard Nixon declared the war on cancer, and they put Fort Detrick. They changed it from bioweapons, from biowarfare. All of the facilities on Fort Detrick are medical, and they supposedly changed it to treating cancer. But now we appreciate they just turned the sign around the door, and they never stopped the biowarfare of producing these poisons and using them theoretically now as cures for cancer.
You said Nixon, and a lot of people don't maybe know Richard Nixon. I want to be very clear. You know, 1971, the World Economic Forum was founded per the recommendation of Henry Kissinger. What? The same Henry Kissinger worked in the office of Richard Nixon, and in 1971, America got off the gold standard per the recommendation of Henry Kissinger. In 1971, 72, with the announcement of this forming of the petrodollar, which was backed by nothing but a relationship with Saudi Arabia, was introduced by Henry Kissinger. The concept of exporting our jobs to China was introduced by Henry Kissinger. I'd love to get your thoughts on Richard Nixon. Do you believe that he was able to call people in space using a landline? I'd love to get your thoughts on that, Dr. Mikovits, because many people would have believed that he picked up a landline and called space. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, I won't say anything about Richard Nixon other than that, you know, I was more or less 10 or 11 years old.
Okay.
And my thought is that what they've done to Richard Nixon and what Kissinger did to Richard Nixon is no different from what advisors, including Fauci, did to then President Ronald Reagan in 1986 when he signed into law the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Act I just talked about that removed all liability. So these are both, you know, presidents relying on advisors for things where you supposedly get the experts, let's just say Birx, Redfield, Fauci, and all they've done since the 80s when I got it to Fort Detrick is literally the facade. And I believe Richard Nixon, and the reason he was impeached and everything else, is because he wouldn't be controlled by Kissinger and all. Yes, these advisors came in and likely, you know, just kind of set up a little Watergate kind of, you're not playing the game. And never forget that Ronald Reagan was shot in 1981. So anything that he campaigned on, do you think they put the fear of God in him? Yeah, I think the medical industrial complex will stop at nothing. And presidents since, for my lifetime, starting with Richard Nixon, the intention was for the National Cancer Institute at Fort Detrick to actually cure cancers.
Wow.
We had those cures when I walked in the door in 1980, and we cured AIDS no matter where it came from, and HIV was gain of function, and we continue to cure things, and the government stops people from using them as they drive towards their medical mafia control the world.
Look at your thoughts here, James. What kind of phone coverage do you think Nixon had there? I mean, you know, because like on my phone right now, I mean, we've got pretty great technology. You would assume the technology's gotten better since then, but I pay, you know, a pretty penny for unlimited calls, unlimited texts, unlimited, you know, internet. I mean, to call space, what kind of what kind of phone plan do you think he had?
Probably the mega super duper phone plan.
Okay, that's fair. Okay, that's fair. Now, Dr.
Well, what we did have. Yeah. Well, we did have at Fort Detrick. It was the red phone to Russia. There are three, maybe four huge satellite dishes, big dishes right there at Fort Detrick. So that's been there ever since Fort Detrick's been there. It was supposedly the red phone to Russia. Well, can those satellites reach outer space? Well, you know, I don't know the technology. You know, I know what I know, but this is the PSYOP. This is how they fool people, because everybody thought, Ronald Reagan or Nixon just picked up the red phone and called Russia. You know, it was the red phone in those three huge satellites. Do I know how they connect in space? No, I don't.
Okay. And I, you know, again, James, I expect you help people get tickets to the Reawaken America tour. And I tell you this, I bring on top scientists like Dr. Jean Mikovits. I expect her to know science. I expect you to know the technology that Nixon was using to call space. And James, you've let the team down, and we're upset. We just tell you, we expect you to know that before next week here. Now I'm going to pull this up here. Dr. Judy has an incredible website here, and it's therealdrjudy.com. And we just now moved under 75 tickets remaining for the Reawaken America tour in Miami, Florida. So the way this goes, if you buy anything at all from therealdrjudy.com, therealdrjudy.com, you're entered in for a chance to win a backstage pass to the Reawaken America tour. So how do you do it? You buy anything at all from therealdrjudy.com, then you go to time2freeamerica.com, time2freeamerica.com, and you text us proof of purchase when requesting a ticket to 918-85-1-0-1-0-2. I want to be bilingually sensitive. That's 918-85-1-0-1-0-2. And if you do that, you're entered in for a chance to win a backstage pass. And James, we have an opportunity to give away two more backstage passes. So I know people are fired up. They're getting their real Dr. Judy products right now. Dr. Judy, I want to give you the final word, final 60 seconds there. Thank you for joining us from the road trip here. What do you want to share with our listeners out there that are eagerly taking notes? Did we lose you? I expect you to know why we lost her and how Nixon called space.
It's got to be the same technology. Whoa.
Mayor Rothschild famously said, you might have heard this one before, "Let me issue and control a nation's money, and I care not who writes the laws." Henry Kissinger, control the food, control the nation, control the energy, control the region. If you control the money, you control the world. As far as controlling the money, it's a communist idea. 10 points of communism in Karl Marx's Communist Manifesto. Point number 5 here is to establish a central bank. The very fact that the United States has a central bank, that's communist. All these nations all have central banks. And then under those central banks, then you have like commercial banks. And that would be in the US, JP Morgan, Wells Fargo, Bank of America. Internationally, it would be HSBC, Deutsche Bank, Germany, etc. So you have the central banks, and then you have the commercial banks underneath them. I'll give you a little diagram of how this works. So here we have the Fed, or this could be the ECB, or whatever central bank you have. And then underneath that, you have the commercial banks, and this could be Wells Fargo, it could be Deutsche Bank, whatever nation that you're in. And then down here is us. That's we the people. All right, so that's all coordinated by the BIS. Then down here, we have these policymakers. So this is like the World Economic Forum, Club of Rome, Chapman House, Rockefellers, et cetera. These are like the think tanks. They are the policymakers. Then we have the policy distributors, the UN, the IMF. So then the IMF sits there, IPC, World Bank, et cetera. Then we have the policy enforcers. This is the national government. So you remember, or you might have heard, in the United States, for example, we've decided to lay down our sovereignty to the WHO, World Health Organization. So they distribute the policies, and the United States will enforce that policy. Down here below, we have the propagandists. So this is all mainstream media. And then, of course, down here is you and I, the policy subject. You have to understand, the game is being played up here. It's not being played down here where you and I are distracted. So now that you understand that framework, so BIS sits at the top, The BIS is the big boss, right? If you were playing a video game, you have to defeat the big, the final boss. And it's sort of fitting that the boss of the BIS is the big boss.
If we lose our currency, that's the equivalent of losing a world war. Our currency is what makes us powerful and strong. And China's taken over. And China, you know, I heard a couple of people say, well, the dollar will never lose the dollar standard. Are they kidding? China wants to change the standard, the currency standard. And if that happens, that's like losing a world war. We'll be a second-tier country. We'll literally be a second-tier country if that happens. Now, you're losing Brazil. You're losing Colombia, South America. You're losing Iran. You've lost it. You've lost Russia. And if you haven't lost them yet, you're going to lose them. China's on the yuan, so China's gone. Then you see France going over. And all. What's going on? We're losing. If we lose our currency, that's the equivalent of losing a world war.
In the end, the ultimate objective is to essentially wipe all of the banks out so that your bank will be the Federal Reserve. Sean, this is really a move toward a CCP-style social credit system.
They're constantly monitored by facial recognition cameras that are able to instantly put a face to a name. Now, the Chinese are also ranked, given a mark out of a possible 950 points.
Now the BRICS nations, Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, have announced plans to develop a new currency.
Together, we'll be ready to launch the FedNow service between May and July of 2023.
A key difference with the CBDC is that central bank will have absolute control on the rules and regulations that will determine the use of that expression of central bank liability.
COVID makes it accelerates the process of digitalization and automatization. It legitimizes the deployment of mass surveillance, and it makes surveillance go under your skin.
And one way to protect your money is by investing in precious metals. When you go to bh-pm.com, use promo code Trump.
What?
Go.
Okay, I'm Clay Clark, and I'm joined here with Haley and James and Dee. And there's four of us under the Tiki Hut. If you kind of look around here, there's four of us. But if we were going to fit like 50 of us under the Tiki Hut, what do you think might happen?
It would get overcrowded.
And so we have about 500 parking spaces total for the We Reawaken America Tour at Trump Doral. Whoa. And we have about 5,000 people coming. Whoa. So any pro tips you have, Haley? And then I'll bring the camera nice and close so we can hear you. Any pro tips for parking?
You can parachute in.
500 parking spaces. About 5,000 people, go.
Don't park on the golf course. It's one of the nicest golf courses in the country, so do not park there.
I might recommend that you Uber, that you taxi, you Lyft, you carpool, you skateboard, you D, pro tip.
I was gonna go with carpool, so I mean, I think that's a great option.
So again, there's about four of us right now underneath the Tiki Hut at my office, and if there's about 400 of us under this Tiki Hut, it can get a little bit awkward. And that's about the ratio there. So I encourage you, there's 500 parking spaces and 5,000 people coming. So Uber, Lyft, taxi, parachute, skateboard, do whatever you have to do. And right now we have 134 tickets remaining for the Reawaken America Tour at Trump Doral. 134 tickets are remaining. Get those tickets today at timetofreeamerica.com. That's timetofreeamerica.com. I'm here with Dee Tucker. I'm here with James. I'm here with Haley. There's four of us in a cave. And if there was like 400 of us in this cave, it wouldn't work out. But we're in the cave at my office. And I just want to let you know, there's about 500 parking spaces available for the Reawaken America Tour in Trump Doral. And we have 5,000 people coming. Whoa. So what would happen if we tried to fit 400 people in this cave?
It would get awkward really fast.
Awkward very fast. So I encourage you, if you're out there today and you're going, man, I'm coming to the Reawaken America Tour, but where am I going to park? I'd recommend that you Uber, that you taxi, that you Lyft. Dee, any pro tips?
Carpool.
Carpool, skateboard, longboard, parachute, helicopter. Do anything that you can.
Yeah, because if there was 400 of us in this cave, it would get awkward real quick. We're by the fire pit, which is by my office, and there's about four of us. You got Dee, you got Haley, you got James, and this area could accommodate maybe 10 people. But Dee, what would happen if there was an attempt to put 400 of us in this fire pit area? Because we know we're headed to Trump Doral, and there's a total of 500 parking spaces for 5,000 people. What would happen in a kind of an analogous kind of way if we tried to fit like 400 people around this fire pit?
It would get really uncomfortable.
Yeah, and that's what it's going to feel like for you if you don't carpool, you don't lift, you don't taxi. James, we're down to our final, less than 150 tickets left. What pro tips would you have for anybody out there that wants to attend that doesn't want it to be super awkward when it comes to parking?
Yeah, I would Uber, I would lift, I would carpool, I would even teleport if I could.
Haley, have you ever been to a large event? Have you ever taxied or Ubered or Lyfted? Do you get any pro tips?
Absolutely. Schedule them early, and then you'll get there on time.
Okay, so that's our pro tips. But again, I'm just telling you, I'm not trying to be the bearer of bad news. I'm just the bearer of facts. We talked to the wonderful team at Trump Doral. There's about 500 parking spaces, and there's about 5,000 of you coming. So you just got to Uber or Lyft. And if you find yourself in a workplace situation where you're in a fire pit area, and there's supposed to be only room for 10, and there's about 400 of you, I recommend a hard pass.
Hello, everybody. It's an honor to be with you. My boy is, he's a great boy, and he's having a fantastic time.
Here in the NFL.
Psst, ladies and gentlemen, this just in. We'll keep this a little secret between you and me and them. And everybody. Whoa. The people that are actually at the tip of the spear, working directly with President Trump on a day-to-day basis to save this nation, they're all joining us on the Reawaken America tour. We have President Donald J. Trump's chief of staff, Kash Patel. We've got Peter Navarro's joined us on the tour. We have General Michael Flynn. We have Eric Trump. The people actually working at the tip of the spear with President Donald J. Trump to save America are joining us on the Reawaken America tour. Whoa. If word of this gets out, if the truth about election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud, and mainstream media gets out, it may just save the nation.
The Reawaken Tour's coming to our place, hallelujah. It's gonna be lit. It's gonna be lit. Yeah, it's gonna be lit. Wide slam open.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, on May 12th and 13th, the Reawaken America Tour is coming to Miami, Florida, and to the beautiful Trump Doral Resort and Golf Course. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, the Reawaken America Tour is coming to Miami, Florida on May 12th and 13th. Get your sunscreen ready because General Flynn, Mike Lindell, Amanda Grace, Julie Green, Pastor Dave Scarlett, Dr. Judy Mikovits, Kash Patel, and Team America are taking the Reawaken America Tour to Trump Doral on May 12th and 13th. And then we're taking the God-fearing, revival-starting Reawaken America Tour into Sin City. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are taking the God-fearing Reawaken America Tour to Las Vegas, Nevada on August 25th and 26th. General Flynn and Team America will be taking the Reawaken America Tour to Las Vegas, Nevada. And the Patriots will be staying together at Trump International Hotel, Las Vegas, located at 2000 Fashion Show Drive, Las Vegas, Nevada, with zip code 89109. If you want to send them a letter. And yes, Alex Jones will be live and in person at the Reawaken America Tour, Las Vegas, Nevada. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, put it on your calendar. Get those tickets right now. August 25th and 26th, Eric Trump, Dr. Peter McCullough, Mel Kay, Dr. Stella Emanuel, Owen Schroyer, Alex Jones, Seth Holhouse, Pastor Mark Burns, Pastor Leon Benjamin. We're all taking the Reawaken America Tour to Las Vegas, Nevada, ladies and gentlemen. Las Vegas, Nevada. And that's going to be August 25th and 26th. Thus far on the Reawaken America Tour, we've featured Dr. Dave Martin, the late great Dr. Vladimir Zelenko, Charlie Kirk, Donna Clement Petruska, Sean Foyt, Karen Kingston, Chad Prather, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Dr. Alan Keyes, Mickey Willis, Roger Stone, Dr. Richard Bartlett, and hundreds of patriotic speakers that you know, including Del Bigtree, Thomas Renz, Sidney Powell, Jim Caviezel, Donald J. Trump Jr., Peter Navarro, Klaus Schwab, Yuval Noah Harari, Bill Gates, and the godless globalists have their annual meeting called the World Economic Forum at Davos. But we that reject the Great Reset have the Reawaken America Tour coming to Miami, Florida, and coming to Las Vegas, Nevada. Get those tickets at time2freeamerica.com. That's time2freeamerica.com. We have scholarship pricing to make these events affordable for everybody. Every Reawaken America Tour event has sold out, so request those tickets today at time2freeamerica.com. That's time2freeamerica.com. Or for faster service, you can send me a personal text to 918-851-0102. That's 918-851-0102. And to be bilingually sensitive, that's 918-851-0102. So many people always ask, you know, what can I do to help fight back to save this nation? Jordan, you meet people at the Reawaken America Tour. Are people looking for ways to get involved?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
And so one thing I would encourage everybody to do, if you're out there today and you're saying, I want to get involved, I want to support the Reawaken America Tour, what can I do? One thing you can do is if you will go to MyPillow.com and buy anything at all. I mean, you can buy whatever you want to buy. You don't have to buy my recommendations. And frankly, you know, I don't buy a lot of domestic products. I mean, my wife, you know, buys sheets and towels and all these sorts of things. I don't do that. I think the last time I bought a towel was the last time I did a MyPillow commercial. But I would say, if you want to support the Reawaken America Tour, you just go up here to MyPillow.com and use promo code Clay. So that's promo code Clay, C-L-A-Y, and buy anything using promo code Clay. And that does two things. One, it supports Mike Lindell and the great work he's doing to expose election fraud. And two, it helps the Reawaken America Tour. Because right now, if you go to time2freeamerica.com, you can see I'm still involved in this ongoing litigation where the former head of security and strategy for Dominion, Eric Coomer, he actually is coming after me personally and the tour for defamation. The idea is that he believes that the Reawaken America Tour has hurt his reputation. Now, this is the same Eric Coomer who ran a moving vehicle into a parked building during the middle of the day while intoxicated.
Wow.
When the bed and breakfasts, Plum Street Inn or something like that, and took off on foot. I'm gonna have 8 go over there and secure the vehicle.
Holy crap.
How's it going?
Good, how are you?
Good. Are you Eric?
Yeah.
So, were you driving your truck?
No, I've been here putting the order away.
Okay. Who was driving your truck?
I don't know.
Okay, so where is your truck?
It's 2 blocks down on the right.
Okay, and you just parked it there?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you had anything to drink since you got here?
Yeah. I had a couple shots with the cook.
Okay. Do you mind if we step out back and talk for a
second?
Yeah. So, walk me through your route to get from where you parked there.
Came from my house, came down. I live up on the Mesa.
Okay.
So I came down side route, came down Sackett, parked over there.
Okay. So what happened in between there?
Okay. I'm going to come around to the front.
Nothing.
Nothing at all. So you didn't hit a building?
No.
Unfortunately, I have your truck with damage on it.
Okay.
Matching damage to a building down there.
Okay.
And witnesses saying a guy in blue plaid got out of a truck and came back here.
Okay.
So you're saying that wasn't you?
No.
Okay. You understand why that's hard to believe?
Understood. Okay.
But you were the only person driving your vehicle?
As far as I know.
Okay. And you parked it 2 blocks up?
I did.
Okay.
So at this point,
4x4 pickup truck.
We're at Fork in the road. This officer can take you to jail.
Okay.
You're going to charge you with felon misinformation along with all the traffic stuff.
Okay.
Or you can cut the nonsense. He cuts your ticket for the crash. And we move on with life. It seems goofy to me to jam yourself up with more charges when you're obviously responsible for this thing. It's property damage. But it doesn't make any sense to me.
Understood.
So,
like you said, we're at a fork in the road. The choice is yours.
Understood. Okay. You can talk to my attorney.
Okay.
Okay. Turn around, put your hands back for me.
Yep.
He was being filmed on body cam and he lied to police about what happened. If you're saying, well, what can I do to support right now? One thing you could do, and I mean this, folks, if you can go to timetofreeamerica.com and you can click on the button here that says donate to support Clay Clark, Clay Clark's fight against Eric Coomer's lawsuit, that would be great because the legal fees, the ongoing legal fees for this lawsuit are almost $3,000 a day. So if you could donate anything, I mean, we just had somebody donate 11 hours ago, $20, someone donated $100, any amount at all would be absolutely helpful. All that money goes to just fight against that lawsuit with Eric Coomer, who's coming after myself, Mike Lindell, and other patriots. And then the second thing you could do is if you go to mypillow.com and you want to buy anything at all, you know, Jordan, it's never too early to buy your Christmas presents, right?
No, it's never too early.
What's the earliest you bought your Christmas presents? Like, what's the earliest in advance that you purchased your Christmas presents?
January.
Of the year. So January after December, mm-hmm. You bought it almost a full year in advance?
Yep.
Yeah, so I encourage everybody, just go to mypillow.com, use promo code Clay, and buy anything. And that is an absolutely great way to support the tour. I'm very appreciative for everybody who's showing up at the Reawaken America Tour. But again, for anybody who says, Clay, how can I help the tour? How can I help you guys? Again, go to mypillow.com, use promo code Clay, and buy anything at all that helps support Mike Lindell and the tour. Also, if you could donate anything at all to support in our ongoing litigation versus Eric Coomer, the former head of security and strategy for Dominion, who believes that the Reawaken America Tour is defaming him. Apparently, a lot of people don't want you to know about election fraud. If you're looking for Reawaken America Tour gear, hoodies, hats, t-shirts, books, the whole deal, all you got to do is go to timetofreeamerica.com and click on the shop button and bam, you will find Reawaken America Tour gear right there. My name is Clay Clark and I can't wait to see you at the next Reawaken America Tour event.
People are hungry for truth. They're tired of the BS they get from the mainstream media. They're tired of the BS they get from the cabal in Washington. They're really tired of the crap they're getting from Big Pharma. So there's no place else you can get a lineup of this. These are truth tellers across the board, doctors, political figures, political activists, community activists, candidates for the U.S. Senate like Jackson Lohmeyer, who are going, I've been in politics for 40 years. We used to drag people out and beg them to come. No, people are waiting online. Yeah. There's a backup for tickets.
Gina, you talk to people every day. How does it work if someone wants to buy a ticket to these events? Because people are always asking me, what's the catch? Can you kind of tell me how the ticket pricing works?
Yeah, so we have the VIP tickets, which are $500. And then we have general admission, which is $250. And then if you're on a tight budget, you can get a scholarship ticket. And we start those at $135, but we can let you name your price if we need to.
What's the lowest ticket that you've sold a ticket for so far, lowest price?
Probably about $6 or $7.
Whoa. So that's a pretty low price. If you're listening right now and you have somewhere between $7, $250, $8, we don't care. Just get out to these events. You go to timetofreeamerica.com to request a ticket. And if you want a speed pass, you can text the number 918-851-0102, 918-851-0102. You can text that number and you can also request tickets that way. Third update, Pastor Jackson, is people are discovering bold pastors like yourself, Pastor Leon Benjamin, Pastor Mark Burns, and you are signing COVID-19 vaccine religious exemptions. The Washington Post doesn't like that so much.
Not so much.
But you've signed over how many COVID-19 vaccines?
As of today, since September, I've signed over 55,000 COVID-19 religious exemption forms, which has helped thousands of people keep their jobs without taking the jab.